Chapter 3. January 3rd of Year 1. Today I started to keep a diary. Of course, any change to the ship is accurately recorded. Even 20 years from now, I will be able to trace when Messenger received which capabilities, how fast it moved, how much it weighed, and what the ship's instruments saw. A diary requires me to record things in a more concise fashion. While I was reconstructing the first 2 days from the log files, I could clearly see the advantage of a diary. I am not creating it for myself alone, but also for Adam and Eve. The remodeling of the ship has already started. The needle, originally precisely 10 centimeters long, to the very last atom, has now grown by a tiny fraction. Initially, the goal is to optimize the internal systems. I will gain new capabilities, but that is a vague way of putting it. The ship will learn new things, and I'm going to profit from it. I must be careful not to identify with the ship. I am not the ship. The technology of Messenger only serves me. I am Dmitri, called Mitya by close friends. The thought of the nickname touches me. It feels as if my mother were stroking my cheek, her hand clothed in a scratchy wool glove, or as if Francesca's complaining about one of my dumb jokes. Francesca, my love, where are you now? I would like to call her, but the ship won't be able to send a radio signal to Earth for at least another 10 years, and then I might expect an answer perhaps 7 years later. Those aren't exactly ideal conditions for a romantic relationship, and I hope to find a way to handle this painful recollection. Wouldn't it have been better to delete this part of my memory? According to the Creator's plan, the nanofabricator will be expanded first. This is a difficult process. Messenger will begin to grow from the inside out. The fabricator is responsible for producing everything the ship needs, including itself. It works in 3 stages, of which only the first one existed at launch. That was the primal machine, so tiny humans could not see it without a magnifying glass. For this, the engineers copied the greatest inventor of them all, life itself. The machine has no internal movable parts, and possesses neither arms nor gears. Instead, it uses electromagnetic fields to manipulate the atoms and ions captured by the tantalum net. It places them at the location determined in the plan, just like the ancient Egyptians moved stones where the architect intended them to go. In the end, after an incredibly long time, a pyramid comes into being, or in our case, a spaceship. But we have not yet reached this point. The fabricator can only work as fast as the net delivers building material. I have to be patient. The human being I used to be never possessed much of this useful skill. As an AI, I have left this phase behind. I can slow down or speed up my experience of time by simply manipulating my internal clock. This enables me to increase my reaction speed enormously during a dangerous situation. And if I get bored, when nothing happens for weeks, I can adjust the clock rate so it feels like a single day has passed by. I hope I will no longer need this ability in the future. But today, I activated it.